T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reunited, and it feels so good, Bron. So darn good. But I'm reeling at the Jim Colony news. Did you hear the big announcement on the morning show at
the
end?
I just heard a moment ago from our producer Horse back there told me.
Retiring, but he'll still be involved. He'll be in more a John Mitchell-type role.
So he's
perhaps
retiring.
A senior advisor.
So
could he advise our show as well?
Retiring, but not really retiring.
Yes, but he's not going to be the presence that
long,
he was.
He's had a great career. I wish him a long, happy, healthy retirement.
Do you love Jim, Ron?
I wouldn't quite go that far, but...
Like him?
Yeah, he's fine.
That's kind of lukewarm, Ron. I love him. I love him like a father. I've played golf with him. He's
well,
a very...
he's going to have a lot more time to play.
He will. And who knows, maybe I will shortly as well. We don't know that.
Yeah, but you're hurt. You're never going to be healthy again.
Well,
you
Colony...
bought those, ever since you made the mistake of spending all that money on those clubs, you've been all downhill ever since then.
I know. I'm injured. What
lessons.
Can I say?
You took lessons. You took clubs.
I was sad to hear, though.
You get invited to some of the finest country clubs
yes.
in the area.
I know.
And you can't go.
It'll all happen next year.
Jim Fish keeps asking me when he wants to take you to Diamond Run.
I was saddened to hear of the Colony news. Really good guy. Very good reporter. But he'll still be around, from what I understand, but just not a presence at news conferences and things like that, I guess. Maybe we can hire him, Ron, as an ombudsman of sort.
Ombudsman.
He can critique our show and make suggestions.
That would be wonderful.
How are you today?
Constructive criticism is always good.
Yeah,
always
it is nice.
Welcome.
Good trip home?
You know what? It actually, knock on wood, was. Everything was on time. Let me tell you a quick story what happened to me. Both flights yesterday, coming home from KC to Chicago, and then Chicago to Pittsburgh. I'm on Southwest. My kid gets me my boarding pass number. She checks me in. They were in the B's. So you don't get the best seats when you're B. So I get on the first flight, and I hate to be way in the back because it takes forever to get off. You know, I'm very impatient, and I hate to be in the back and take forever. So I get on the plane, and I see the first seat is open. But you have to be – I had two bags, my carry-on and a little one.
Yeah.
You have to be able to put both bags up because they won't. There's no seat in front of you when you're in the first row.
Right.
So I said, can I sit here? And I go, there's not enough room for bags. So I take a step towards the back, and she goes, sir, I think there's room up here for your two. Opened the first compartment. I put my two bags in.
Don't you love that when it all works out?
And I got the first seat. Okay, so that's from Pittsburgh, KC to Chicago. So now I'm even worse. I think I'm B35 boarding. So that means there's like 100 people ahead of me. I walk on, and the first seat's open again. And there's room for one bag, not two, though. You have to put them both up. So I put up one, and then I went back like two rows, and it just didn't seem like it was going to fit. So I left it up there for a minute. I knew it wasn't going to close. So finally, after everybody boards, I went back, and there was enough of a sliver for my little computer bag. Got it. Had the first seat again coming back.
I love when things work out like that.
And everything was on time.
It was like heaven.
First, so I was literally the second guy off the plane each time. Instead of having, you know how it is when you wait in the back, it takes forever.
I'm
in a good mood today, even though I didn't get a lot of sleep.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that, Ron. We've all, we've both had many travel disasters,
nightmares.
So you deserved one. They even out in the end, right? The brakes even out in the end, they say.
I don't know if they even out compared to my nightmares, but that was a pleasant trip. But how are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well.
Got a great show today. Got a lot to talk about.
Do we? I hope we do. I hope we have a great show. I hope we can execute properly. We have Deontay Johnson yesterday. Talking about a bunch of stuff. Did he take a shot at Matt Canada? Did he take a shot at Mason Rudolph? Did he take responsibility for his drops? We'll be hearing the Deontay talk, and we have Mike Tomlin. And speaking Tomlin at noon with his season wrap news conference. Maybe we'll do the old truth serum question.
We won't hear him again until
months.
Pre-draft probably.
Yeah.
He doesn't even speak at the combine anymore, I don't think.
Right. But I think that's where we can jump off today, Ron. Because there's some very interesting things going on in the NFL. And everybody here is asking about Mike Tomlin. Should he be on a warm seat, a hot seat, any seat at all? Nationally, nobody asks that question, which is interesting. Nationally, you have a guy in Arizona who won 11 games, who's taken his team from, I think, 6 to 8 to 11 wins that everybody wants fired. And then in Dallas, you have a guy who in his second year took a team that went 6-10 to 12-5 in a division title. And he appears to be on the hot seat, although he got the dreaded vote of confidence yesterday, it sounded like.
Stephen Jones.
From the Jones family.
Jerry's son.
But anyway, people are talking about him as a prospect to be fired. It's just really interesting. Come on, 11-12 games? And these guys are going to get fired, or at least people are talking about it. And with Tomlin, there's nary a peep. In fact, I heard again Jason LaCanfora on the morning show at 9:15 talking about what the Steelers do is amazing year to year. That's what he said, amazing year to year. How do we make sense of this
all? That's the national perspective versus the local perspective. The national people see so many other franchises doing so much less and figure we have it pretty good here. We're here. We've seen in the past so much more, and we don't feel like we have it as good. I don't know if McCarthy's going to get fired, although that play call at the end of the game that he tried to defend was just lunacy the other night. I think you agreed, right? It was
yes.
A horrendous call, that draw play at the end. Kingsbury's a little bit different. You know, they lost, what, 5 of their last 6 games, totally collapsed, and he doesn't have the track record that McCarthy has or Tomlin has. You know, both of those guys have won Super Bowls. He hasn't. And I don't know that he's going to be fired, but there is speculation about that. And, you know, is it his fault that Kyle Murray throws that pass from the end zone last? Did you see that? I mean,
that was insane.
It was. I don't know that I've seen a – we were talking about this guy 6 weeks ago as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if Ben would have done that in a playoff game like that? It was just horrendous. But can the coach take the fall sometimes? Yeah. And not everybody is as patient as the Steelers organization is. I don't know that either one of those guys will get fired, but I'm sure the heat's up on Kingsbury.
The heat has been up on both. I mean, you hear from watch any show, listen to what's going on in their towns. It's just interesting to me.
Although, you know, we mentioned Dallas. How long were they patient with Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
They kept him a long time when a lot of other owners probably would have fired him. So, you know, I guess Jerry Jones has to be hard to work for because he's the general manager. He's not just the owner. He's the guy that buys the supplies for the kitchen.
Right.
He's got to be tough to work for. And you think, well, maybe he'll be impatient. But, man, he was real patient with Jason Garrett.
He was. I mean, to me, the question comes down, is Steeler patience still a good thing? And what of these other situations? Mike McCarthy? They went 12-5. They went 6-0 in their division, 10-2 in their conference. And they were plus 172 in point differential. That was second to only the Bills in the whole NFL. How is that even on the table? Because of a bad play call? Because of a bad playoff game? I don't know. So, but there are other teams that switch coaches that are now in pretty good positions, right?
Green Bay
for one.
Is in a great position.
Buffalo switch coaches every other year. They seem to have found a guy. They're winning now every year. Of course, they found a quarterback might be the real news.
That always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. Cincinnati switch coaches every other year. They found a quarterback and maybe a coach now, right?
He should be probably coach of the year, I think.
Probably. So
Zach Taylor.
I don't know what to make of the Tomlin situation. It just seems like, and I guess it is, it's a very, very different sort of outlier in the NFL is the Steelers situation. It's unbelievable, but I have to ask, is it good? Is it still good? Their patience, is their patience still a virtue, Ron?
I'm willing to say yes at this point, but I don't think that patience is inexhaustible. I think they could run out of it. I mean, you say as an outlier, absolutely. Is there another franchise in sports that's had three coaches in 52 years?
No.
I mean, it's unheard of. You know, but how many other franchises have, what, six Super Bowls? Not too many of those around either. But I don't think it lasts forever. I'm still not saying that it's a bad thing yet, but I think it can exhaust itself, the patience.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I just wonder about that. I really think they believe that as all these other carousels spin, that they're the smart ones. But honestly, when you look at it, the national people think it's, and I think LaCanfora said it right, quote, amazing what the Steelers do. I don't think this is that amazing. I really don't. No playoff wins in 5 years, 9-6-1 out of the playoffs, 8-8 out of the playoffs, 12-4 collapse down the stretch, have the worst home loss in the history of the franchise in the playoffs, 9-7-1 get blown out of the playoffs. Like, what's so amazing about it? I'm at a loss for that.
Well, again, it's local perspective versus national.
Which one is right?
Depends on where you are, I guess.
In your opinion.
If you're local. I think what they do is amazing, too, that they are in the race every single year till the very end. But I want more, too. I'm like everybody else. I'd like to see more. But I'm still not to the point where, I'm going to say that Tomlin needs to go. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Again, but I do think that it's got to start to turn a little bit, I would think, in the next year or two, depending on what they do with the quarterback position.
What if they don't do much? Then does he have a built-in excuse?
But then the new GM because he's a big part of the personnel too. I don't think he has a lifetime contract, and I don't think he has a built-in excuse, but I think if they get a quarterback in here, if they say they draft Kenny Pickett, just throw that out there. I don't know that that's going to happen. They give him a year to learn under Rudolph, then he takes over, and then I think we start to judge him a little more harshly.
I'm already there. I'm there as this isn't really working for a while now. 5 years without a playoff win is a long time. And not only that, but they're getting embarrassed when they go to the playoffs. And not only that, there's now a counterbalance to this whole, he's never had a losing season. I mean, to me, they went 8-8 in 2019. If they had gone 7-9, would I have felt much differently? No. But the counterbalance is he does have a losing career record in the playoffs now. He's 8-9.
And what did he start? 5-1?
And they're getting crushed in the playoffs. And then there's the whole personnel side to the Tomlin story. The coordinator side as well. Is he doing a good job hiring coaches? That would be hard to argue.
I can't.
Is he doing a good job with a heavy hand on personnel matters? That, for me, would be difficult to argue, too. Is he doing a good job as a defensive coordinator? I don't think he did this year. And, again, there's a record out there now. One team has given up 40 points in three straight playoff games, and it's him and his defense.
Well, you keep saying three. I go back to the fourth when they gave up 36 in that game.
Well, only three has given up 40-plus, though.
But, I mean, it's still that fourth one wasn't any good either.
Right.
So, I mean, they're 0-4 giving up 43 points a game. In the playoffs, average.
Right? All of that. And I do get the other side. Yes, they're in it every year, and I appreciate that. But what's the point of being in it if you really don't have a realistic chance to win it?
If you're in it, but really not in it.
So where are we with the Tomlin thing? Listen, we can talk about coordinators. We can talk about quarterbacks. We can talk about anything we want. Where are we with Mike Tomlin? I'm just curious about that. And then I put out a Twitter poll today, Ron. Which coach had the best season of these three? Mike McCarthy, Cliff Kingsbury, or Mike Tomlin? Okay, who do you think won that one? 600 votes in 45 minutes.
Well, you basically go to a Pittsburgh audience, although you're a national celebrity. You're nationally known. I mean,
right. Internationally.
Intergalactic, yes. I was going to say. You know, I would probably say Tomlin by a small margin.
Tomlin by a landslide, 71%. On what planet did he do a better coaching job than Mike McCarthy?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
They both got blown out of the playoffs. I understand that.
Right.
And
right.
I understand
well,
that.
Well, McCarthy didn't get blown out. They just a dumb
Well, they got knocked
team.
Out, I should
yeah,
say, not, yes.
Well, Tomlin got blown out. He didn't.
And McCarthy was a favorite. I get that. But he was also, if we're valuing regular seasons and being in it and all of that, he did go 12-5.
Right.
Right?
And I was considered a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
71% said Tomlin. 9.9% said McCarthy. He was last, and Kingsbury got 19%. Kingsbury, for the Cardinals, in a pretty tough division, I think.
Rams and 49ers.
Three teams made the playoffs, won 11 games. And until his quarterback and his best player, DeAndre Hopkins, got hurt, they were pretty much the best team in the league, right? They beat Tennessee. They killed Tennessee at Tennessee. They killed the Rams in L.A. They beat San Francisco. They lost to Green Bay by a field goal. I mean, they were rolling. And then they had a couple guys get hurt, and then their season fell apart. But I don't know. What I'm trying to articulate here is that the rest of the football world gets really antsy, even with teams that win 11 and 12 games. The Steelers exercise patience to the nth degree, to the point where you could wonder if patience is really stagnancy, right?
Yeah, but the other side of that is, okay, we're talking about Dallas. They haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1995.
Right.
You know, so is their way the right way? Arizona, would you rather be them and their management? You know, I know they were at the Super Bowl when the Steelers beat them, you know, on Ben DeSantonio's throw, but would you want to be that organization with that track record? So you look at one way, is it right, wrong? It's got its warts. Is this way right or wrong? It's got its warts. Dallas, to me, they haven't been to a Super Bowl in 27 years.
Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want Jerry Jones running my organization, believe me, and I wouldn't want to be the Cowboys compared to the Steelers as an organization.
Or Arizona, would you?
No, not Arizona either. But have we reached the point with the Steelers where they're really to be lauded for the way that they do things?
Well, that's a fair question.
And they don't win playoff games either anymore, ever.
That's been 5 years.
Right. And since 3-10, 3-11.
Three and 11 years since the 2010 season.
So what are they doing that's so much better than everybody else? Hanging around to get their asses kicked in the playoffs? That's their main attribute.
Keeping their fan base interested all season long. I think the way this season ended provided some great memories from people, you know, even though it came up way short in the playoffs. I think they're glad. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I think the Cleveland game with Ben's farewell was tremendous. The Baltimore win was tremendous. And then the way the tie game could have ended. Tremendous. People will remember this year.
Definitely.
If they'd have gone 6-11.
They'll remember it because of the way it ended for the quarterback, though.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And if it keeps going like this, I mean, we get back to the question, Ron, of Art Rooney's patience. After last year, he not only gave the coach an extension after a third straight collapse and an embarrassing home playoff game, he gave him an extra year. So why should I believe that if he goes 9-8 next year and the year after and the year after, it's going to be any different? I just find it hard to believe.
Maybe not
coach for life, but
I get
suddenly after next season,
I get
everything's going to change.
I get your disbelief. I just don't quite share that the patience runs forever.
Does it run for the next 3 to 4 years if they go 9-8 and maybe win a playoff game?
Depending on how it seems to be trending, if they have a quarterback.
I don't know, man. 412.
You sound like you think he should be fired.
No, I think he should be on the hot seat going into next season.
Well, maybe, maybe he is. We don't know.
What piece of evidence would there be for
we're
that?
We're not behind the closed doors, and I'm with
all
you.
I don't think he is,
but I don't think that's a lifetime job. You sound like you think, well, 5 years is enough with no playoff wins. Get rid of them.
10 years with three.
Okay, that's fine. I'm making your case for you.
Yeah.
Do you think, should they, Art, call him in and say, Mike, you've had a hell of a run here. Ben's gone. Kevin's gone. We're going to go in an entirely different direction. Is that what you would do if you're Art Dussek?
Nope, but after next season, I would if it keeps going this way.
Okay.
For sure.
Now seems to be.
And I would strip him of his coordinator duties.
I would do that too.
And I would get somebody in here who hires coaches instead of him.
Well,
right?
Coaches have to hire their own assistants.
I guess, unless how many?
Coaches got to work for him. He's got to work with them. I hear you on the personnel. I hear you on the coordinators. Coaches got to hire their own coaches.
Even if they fail miserably?
I guess, yeah.
Should the GM have more of a say in hiring coaches?
That should be part of your critique of the coach, how he hires. But you got to give him the right to put his own staff together.
I guess, yeah.
You know, there's only been two holdovers here that I can ever remember. When Bill Cowher took over, they had to keep Dick Hoke, the longtime running backs coach. And then when Tomlin took over, he had to keep Dick LeBeau. Other than that, those guys
and
were
had
given,
to fire Bruce Arians
those guys
against
were given,
his will.
Those guys were given total. You got to let a coach pick his coaches, I think. And if he does a poor job of it, then you replace him.
Well, maybe. Yeah. No, what I would have done, Ron, is not give him a 3-year extension after last season.
Okay.
And would certainly be on a warm seat right now because I sense them running in place here year after year after year.
So if you're Art Dussek, would you fire him right now?
I've told you that 3 times. No.
Okay, but why not now when everything else is changing? No Ben, no Kevin. Doesn't it seem like now would be the time?
No. I think I give him 1 more year.
Okay.
But you're also saying 1 more year.
I think he's got a couple more years if it starts to trend in the right direction. So much depends on who the quarterback is. And I'm assuming it's going to be Mason. Are you at this point?
No.
For next year?
No, I believe Glazer's report when they said a veteran quarterback's coming in.
So you think they're
going
to get a veteran?
Yes.
Somehow. Okay.
No.
Interesting topic.
The first thing I wouldn't have done is give him a 3-year extension. Would you have after last season?
I had no problem with it. Because that's the way they do business and contracts. They could still fire him.
Such a sign of we approve of what you're doing. We believe in you.
Right.
After a third straight collapse and an embarrassing playoff.
Well, they were 12-4 last year, right?
Yeah, they were.
And then they had, Pouncey centers it over Ben's head. Is that Tomlin's fault? I'm just trying. Ben throws a horrible interception. Is that Tomlin's fault? I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate.
No, I know. Well, no, you're doing more than that. You believe in Tom. You think he's a great coach.
I think people should be lucky. Kind of dropped a little bit. Very good coach, I'll say.
Okay, so
very
it's dropped
good.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
If I say Tomlin's great, what is Belichick then? Out of this world, right? We use great too much, including me. He's a very good coach, I think.
Yes, but a very.
And I think if you ask the 31 other owners in the league, I'll bet at least 25 of them would say very good to great coach, and many would hire him in a heartbeat.
Right, and yet he never wins playoff games
anymore. But a shelf
anymore.
Life, maybe? You could argue that. Maybe it's expiring here.
Yeah, and I think you have to separate Tomlin, the personnel man, from Tomlin, the head coach.
Right.
I don't think people feel as lucky as you think they should feel to have Tomlin right now. Because their team never wins in the playoffs anymore. And doesn't get there half the time recently, by the way.
But yet your poll, 71% thought he did the better job than his other two guys.
Right.
I just see a severe difference between the national perspective and the local perspective.
Well, I don't see any sign that it's going to change, so I guess we just keep going. 9-8.
We don't
ten
until
and
we
seven,
know what the quarterback.
Eight,
it may change for the
eight,
worse. We don't know.
Eight.
May change
no
for
playoffs.
The worse.
Right. It could. All right. 412-928-9370 off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tomlin coming up at noon. Talking about Mike Tomlin, we got a full bank of calls here. I mean, it's hard for me to avoid. I feel like we sometimes tiptoe around. What about Mike Tomlin? Should he be here next season? Is that a ridiculous question? It was interesting because you asked me on the spot, would I fire Tomlin? And my reaction, Ron, is, wow, that would be a big thing, you know?
That would be a hell of a story.
Meanwhile, around the league, it gets talked about with guys who win 11 and 12 games and is getting talked about with Kingsbury, Mike McCarthy, everywhere. And sometimes coaching changes work out really well. Other times, not so much. But the interesting thing was my internal reaction to, wow, like, who would ever think that? Fire Mike Tomlin. I think that's the reaction a lot of people have. And yet we're all saying if next season doesn't go well, his seat should warm up, right?
I would think so.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
That it should?
I do.
So it wouldn't take much more than this for a seat that's ice cold to warm up.
Yeah, I would think that's fair.
And yet, like you asked me, you said at this point in time with all this change, why not just do it now if you think it should be done? And that's a fair question.
Let the new GM hire. Well, I was going to say let the new GM hire his own coach, but the new GM's not going to be here in time to do that.
That's a fair question, but doesn't it also imply that there might be a little rough stretch ahead with the change of quarterback?
Oh, I don't think there's any question there could be a rough stretch ahead.
So if we already know there's going to be a rough stretch ahead, why would we fire Tomlin after a rough stretch?
I'm not suggesting they're going to. I just don't. I don't know. I maybe I'm not enunciating it clearly. I don't think they're going to say, Mike, whatever happens in the next 10 years, you're our coach. I don't see that happening. I don't know if it's,
no, I don't think that's the topic on the table. It's more like if he keeps going 9-8 every year and not winning playoff games, but doing enough where people say, oh, wow, under Mason Rudolph, you won 9? That's like Duck Hodges and 8. And then the year after, they start to break in a rookie quarterback, and it's like, wow, you won 9 games with a rookie quarterback? You went 8-8-1 with a rookie?
If they win 9 games next year with Rudolph and go to the playoffs, and they win 9 years the next year with a rookie, I'll say he's done a hell of a job.
All things considered.
I don't know who gets hurt or not.
And I bet he can keep pushing for that 7th wild card spot. I bet he can. Is that enough?
Well, until you find a better quarterback, maybe you might have to be enough at this point. Is a new coach going to come in and do better? That's the other thing. It's always easy for all of us to say, and I've done this too, get rid of this guy. Okay, who are you bringing in?
I know.
Is he going to be better with Mason Rudolph?
Right, and these are all the rationalizations that will keep Mike Tomlin here for better or worse for the foreseeable future. I mean, obviously Art's not going to go up and hand him a 40-year contract, but he sure will hand him another 3-year contract if he goes 9-8 the next few years.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
I just don't know what it would take for Art to say, no, he's not our guy, because we all agree that there might be a rough stretch ahead. So if we agree on that and they have a little bit of a rough stretch, why would that surprise anybody? Why would that cause him to fire the coach?
It probably wouldn't.
So that's 2 more, 3 more, 4 more years. I don't know. 412.
Again, do you want to make the change now and see if somebody else can do better with a rough stretch ahead?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Give him one more year, but I wouldn't have given him a three-year extension last year.
So what if they have Mason and they go 9-8 next year? Do you fire him then and say that's not
9-8
good enough?
And get hammered in a playoff game again and give up 45 points?
With Mason Rudolph as the coach.
Yeah, I'd start to think about it, yes. Okay. I think I probably would at that point.
All right. Let's
because then there's a long enough sample size. What would it take for you to fire him next year?
I mean, if I see his players just quit on him and total collapse – and not play for him, then I would consider it. If they go 4-13 and just have no heart, no fight, no effort, then I would certainly consider it.
So it would take just 1 year of them collapsing for your opinion to completely change?
They've collapsed, you know, in the past at the end, although I still thought they played hard for him. I just have to see it with my eyes, and I think I would be able to tell. I'm not saying that I would even fire him then, but then I would certainly consider it.
How about you at 412-928-9370? Steelers have gone 5 years without a playoff win. That's the longest since Bill Austin's final 3 years and Chuck Knoll's first 2 years. That's a long, long time. And that's now in a league where it's easier to get in, at least these past couple of years. So where are my calls, Horace? Oh, here we go. Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why I don't fire the guy, you just look at his contemporaries. Like, Andy Reid got fired in Philly for doing the same thing and didn't become somebody until he got the quarterback. Like, Pete Carroll having the same issues as Mike. Sean Payton, same issues as Mike. People always want to point to Tomlin, but don't want to look at what Roethlisberger's done in the last 10 years. Since that Green Bay Super Bowl, this cat has gotten us to the playoffs and sometimes single-handedly put us out of them with some of his questionable decisions throwing a rock. And I really believe if Ryan Shazier doesn't get hurt, we don't chase his position for 2 years and we're a little further ahead with Ryan Shazier, T.J. Watt, and Bud Dupree, possibly we get one. And sometimes it's just attrition and dumb luck. And you want a head coach who can control the whole entire program and keep you close enough that when you get that dumb luck to go over the hurdle, you have a shot at it. I don't think he's had a legit shot since 2010, like where you have to rebuild a defense on the fly while still keeping the team competitive in a league that's designed to tear you apart anytime you show a little competitiveness. And you get these guys, these new age coaches like your Kingberry or Sean McVay, who mortgage the next 10 years by trading away all your picks to get the hot free agents. And like the Rams don't win it this year, they're cooked for like 5 or 6. That's bad coaching to me.
So that raises a lot of questions and I think a pretty good commentary.
I thought it was a great commentary, Joe.
But there's also a lot of questions about Tomlin as a defensive coordinator, about Tomlin's hiring of people. And you just raised the question, let me ask you, would you rather be the Rams and win right now and suck for the next 3 years or be the Steelers and go 9-8 and get blown out of the playoffs every year? Which would you rather have?
I think head coaches are a lot like players. The more they're around, they grow. Like Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was stubborn. Every year we got to the offs, it was run the ball, play defense.
No, you didn't answer the question, though. Would you rather win a Super Bowl this year and suck for the next three or be 9-8 every year?
I would rather be consistent and always have a chance to push through than to mortgage my future that I know I'm going to be. The Steelers have had 3 losing seasons in the last 30 years.
Do you think the Steelers had a legitimate chance to push through the AFC this year?
Absolutely not, but we already knew that. Like anybody who's upset today just ain't paying attention. Like
right, but on one hand, you're saying I'd rather be 9-8 with a legit chance to win. When's the last time you really felt the Steelers had a legit chance to get all the way through the AFC?
The year that Ryan Shazier got hurt, I thought we could still cobble together a little competency in the middle of the field to have a shot at it. But the team was built to be an offensive juggernaut. And it never came to pass because the quarterback sometimes couldn't be coachable and didn't want to do what it took.
You agree with that, Ron? We appreciate the call that the quarterback sometimes couldn't be coachable.
As a proven veteran, I mean, I think he's no more stubborn that way than maybe Drew Brees was or Tom Brady is. I think those kind of quarterbacks build up some status within the organization. I wouldn't describe him as uncoachable. No, he changed his whole game plan when Todd Haley came in, even though he didn't want Bruce Arians to leave. You asked the last time I thought they were capable of busting through. For a while, I thought it was going to be last year. you know, obviously the Jacksonville year when they were 13-3, I thought that team had a chance to win it all.
Yes.
And they could. Well, I mean, I don't know if they'd have beat New England again. You know, they unfortunately were looking ahead to the rematch before the game against Jacksonville. But I thought that team was capable. But his point about Shazier is a good one.
Yeah.
They've been trying to catch up on that loss ever since then.
Yeah, and I remember Tomlin, after he obviously ratified the idea of moving up to draft Devin Bush, telling the world that he was going to be, you know, running the defense, son of a player, was going to be the quarterback of the defense. And that's why I also have to put out there Tomlin as personnel guy, right?
He certainly got his hand in it, no doubt.
All right, let's talk about Sean McVay a little bit and talk to you coming up, 412-928-9370. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line at that number, 928-9370.
Dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Fan Headlines, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Mike Tomlin talking to the media at noon. Jason Zucker with two goals in his return last night. Penguins come back from 3-0 to win 5-3 in Vegas. Headlines powered by Bowser.
SchultzFord.com, 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 SchultzFord.com.
The text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a law firm helping injured people.
Dominic wants to talk about the Tomlin conundrum, if you consider it to be a conundrum. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim, how y'all doing this today?
Good.
You're good. I kind of want to piggyback off the last caller. Kind of feel the same way about it. I mean, concerning the fact that Tomlin hasn't had a losing season. Couple inconvenient situations with our quarterback. I do believe that last year was going to be our year to go. Start with the strong start we had, and then it looked like certain situations the offense looked a little unable to carry the defense. So I do believe that barring a situation where Tomlin loses the locker room or something like that, I can see him being on the hot seat. But considering what he's been working with, I mean, he's been winning. He's been winning. He hasn't had a losing season. So that's pretty much my view on that.
Well, you said what he's working with, though. He has a heavy hand in the personnel, though. It's not just Kevin Colbert puts his team together. Mike has a strong say. So if you don't like what he's working with, doesn't he have to take some blame for that?
Yes, but I believe that if there was a situation just to say, let's say Big Ben is struggling, unable to make the throws downfield, and everybody in the locker room knows it. But he decides to sit Big Ben, especially in the playoff situations where Big Ben has put us down. Of course, he's had strong showings after the fact. But if Tomlin does something like that, everybody in the media is ready to crucify him. How could you sit a Hall of Fame quarterback and everything else? Someone going to say, oh, well, I can understand why he would sit Big Ben. Big Ben is struggling. And then others would say, well, who do you have on the bench that can come in and keep us in that game? So it's almost like a, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. So that's why I say I think due to unfortunate situations and what he was working with, being how could you fault this man for the situations that's played out? Because he's not out there on the field throwing ugly interceptions.
He has a heavy hand in the personnel, as Ron said. I think he gets final say in the draft. He certainly hires his coaches, and he apparently was 0-for-2 last year at a critical time for this offense. He hired Matt Canada and Adrian Clem. Clem didn't even make it out of the season, and it looks like Canada might not make it out of the offseason. So you can't separate Tomlin's X's and O's and his coaching from his heavy hand in personnel. You know what I mean?
I understand that. Would the same thing be said as far as, because I don't know if Randy Fika was one of his hires.
It was. One of his guys, one of his good friends from a long time ago.
He's gone back with Randy Fietner.
Anyway, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you. I'm not convinced that Art thinks that this was a bad season. I think he thinks it was probably a pretty good season. I think that's what national people think. So Lachan Fora basically said that hey, the Steelers had a good year. I think he thinks that, Ron. I'd be willing to change my mind under one circumstance, and that is if he strips Tomlin of the defensive coordinator position. Then that would tell me that's pretty much the only thing right now that would tell me that Art is getting a little antsy with the way things are going. Nothing else really could right now.
And we may not know that until next season, right? I mean, they're going to come in and say they hire Joe Blow. You know, they're probably going to promote Terrell Austin. I guess Minka Fitzpatrick said, I don't want to speak too highly of him because somebody else will take him. We love playing for him. But if they bring in Joe Blow from the outside, they're not going to say, well, they're not going to say Joe has total control or Tomlin's going to still call the plays. We don't know until the fact.
But if they bring in Jim Schwartz, you can bet it's going to be Jim Schwartz's defense, right? Now, I know he's a 4-3 guy and things like that. But if they bring in a veteran coordinator, then I'll be convinced. Terrell Austin, it's still going to be Tomlin's defense, I think.
You would think.
We'll see. I wonder what else. Can we listen to Minka Horse at some time?
I heard
in the
he
show?
Was pretty. It seemed pretty good today. Talked about the embarrassment of having a pass thrown for a touchdown to a number 73.
Yeah. Should that guy have been called for a penalty, Ron? I thought so. Not that it would have changed anything, but it looked like he took TJ and ripped him to the ground. Is that not, if you're an eligible receiver, is that not an illegal play to then go out on a pass pattern?
He was blocking at that point, unless he grabbed
him. Well, yes, he grabbed him by each shoulder and tossed him to the ground.
You would think that would be holding.
I would think, but.
He's allowed to block him.
Sure.
If he throws him down and then go get the pass, but I didn't see him. You said he grabbed him. That to me, is
grabbed him and threw him to the turf. Yes. Why don't we hear from Minka? Is that available now, Horse, or should we wait on that? And what about Deontay? Let's go to Deontay coming up next. We'll do that. We'll listen to Deontay Johnson next. He was great yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.